This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Giving Tuesday, we have our Warriors and Quiet Waters Radiothon that we're conducting here all morning long until 10 a.m. when Dan Bongino takes over the airwaves here on 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 970 KBUL Billings. More great guests that are going to join us here this hour of the show. We've got an Army veteran, Josh Bronson. First did a fishing experience as one of the Warriors in the program back in 2017. He's started his own power company and a big sponsor for the Warrior Taste Fest event, which is always a great time in Bozeman. He'll be coming up. Plus, we got Jim Markle. Jim Markle and his dad, Jim Markle Sr., they own Red Ox in Billings. And Jim is a fellow Warriors and Quiet Waters National Advisory Board member. We're going to catch up with him later this hour of the show as well. Let's sneak in some news here in the meantime. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, she was asked this question by Peter Ducey, the Fox News White House correspondent.
Why do you think it is that when you say the economy is improving and President Biden says the economy is improving, that a majority of Americans outside of this building are not buying it?
So here's the thing. When we walked into this administration, the economy was on a tailspin. That is the fact. Because of the last administration, because of the Trump administration, because of how they dealt with COVID and the pandemic.
All right, so there you go. Karine Jean-Pierre is saying, well, the reason the economy is still struggling is because of Donald Trump, because of the previous administration. But it's remarkable because somehow when Donald J. Trump became president, he waved a magic wand and miraculously turned the economy around very quickly. Listen to Larry Kudlow on Hannity's program last night respond to what Karine Jean-Pierre had to say.
When the press secretary says she inherited a quote, reeling economy, which is what the Bidens have said for 3 years, can I just remind, Donald Trump handed them a 6.5% economic growth rate in the first quarter of 2021 with a 1.5% inflation rate. So I would say that was a pretty spectacular economy. And then when President Biden says, well, the turkey you bought for Thanksgiving was down, I don't understand that either. Compared to the Thanksgiving in 2020, which was Donald Trump's last in office, I mean, the American Farm Bureau, I'll just read you this stuff. I'm not making this up. The American Farm Bureau says a Thanksgiving dinner was 41% higher than at the end of 2020. Turkey up 41%. Ham up 97%. Pumpkin pie up 31%. And potatoes up 34%. Sean, I want you to stay off those potatoes because they're too expensive for your waistline. So I don't know what she is talking about here. I mean, it's just, they are incapable of telling the truth. That's the bottom line.
All right, that was Larry Kudlow on with Hannity last night. Of course, he's on Fox Business normally. Back to Giving Tuesday and our WQW Radiothon right after this news break.
Securing America.
The USS Mason, a destroyer ship which is part of the Eisenhower Strike Carrier Group, was fired at by Houthi forces in Yemen late Sunday U.S. time after assisting a ship that was under a hijacking. The missiles missed, landing some 11 miles away in the Gulf of Aden. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby spoke about the incident at Monday's White House press briefing.
We've responded forcefully against the threats to our forces in Iraq and Syria, and now our forces in the Gulf region, the Gulf of Oman, the Gulf of Aden, will continue to do that as appropriate.
Kirby says America's forces will not telegraph any response, much the same way it's handled attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria from Iranian-backed forces on the ground. But Kirby reiterated the message remains the same.
That this is not a time to try to take advantage of the conflict between Israel and Hamas and escalate or deepen this conflict, make it worse.
Give me what's good for Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman.
With lots of sunshine across the region for today, high temperatures will stay from the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 20s in Bozeman, upper 20s in Billings. And then the outlook for Wednesday calls for more sunshine. Highs range from around 40 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in Billings. On Wednesday night, with partly cloudy skies, lows will stay in the mid-teens to around 20. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, very cool. Already got some donations that are flowing in here on this Giving Tuesday. Yeah, we're encouraging, you know, folks to support any of your favorite charitable organizations, service organizations, faith-based organizations, you name it. There's so many incredible opportunities to give here in Montana and to be thankful here throughout the holiday season. We can confirm there is a $10,000 match now. An anonymous, a generous anonymous donor is donating a $10,000 match. So for every dollar you donate to Warriors in Quiet Waters on this Giving Tuesday, we've got a $10,000 match going towards that now as well. And some donations already coming in here in the early morning hours of this show. Molly I donated $50. Thank you, Molly, for your generous donation. George D donated $250. George, thanks for your donation there as well. Means a lot. WQWF.org/donate, WQWF.org/donate, if you'd like to give on this Giving Tuesday as well. We should have a guest on with us here in just a second. I did see a note from Governor Greg Gianforte's office here as well. The governor is kicking off his third annual 12 Days of Giving campaign. He's in Kalispell this morning. He mentioned this. He joined us the day before Thanksgiving last week, and we had kind of fun talking about some of his hunting trips that he's snuck in this fall and had a little fun talking about the kids' hunting contest, the youth hunting contest that he was, that he was promoting. But anyway, he kind of previewed this for us as well. He's going to, kind of kick off the holiday season here. Each day, he's calling it his 12 Days of Giving campaign. Each day, he's going to spotlight a different organization. And so today is Giving Tuesday. That's when he's kicking it off. The governor's first day of giving will spotlight the work of Hope Pregnancy Ministries, a nonprofit organization serving mothers and families for over 20 years. So he'll be in Kalispell for that here later today. And I know there's some other great organizations just like the Hope Pregnancy Ministries, like LaVie in Billings, for example, that you can also support here on this Giving Tuesday. I think we've got our next guest now with us on the phone lines, Josh Bronson. Joining us from North Carolina, one of our great warriors who's gotten to go through a fishing experience, an FX of his own with Warriors in Quiet Waters back in 2017. God, Josh, since that time, man, you've had a pretty successful career. You started your own power company, as I understand it, and you've been a great sponsor of the Warrior Taste Fest event in Bozeman as well.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on. Sorry, I don't feel so prepared this morning, but yeah, I went through an FX in 2017 after a couple deployments, and really it was almost a pat on the back or an azimuth change that I needed in my life that really set me up for, I feel like, for success. It really let me. It's really hard to explain. Fly fishing, when it came into my life, was just a almost an awakening where I kind of just got my act together, and I started a business. Yeah, and I told myself if I was ever able to that I would give back to the program. So the business, we try to give back every year just so I can get a couple more servicemen or women into the program, just because it had such a remarkable impact on my life. I would like to, help some other guys and gals out. And the area up there is just amazing. The people in Bozeman are amazing. I keep wanting to go back all the time.
I understand you've come back for a couple Warrior Chase Fest events. That's like the must be at event for me every year. I love being there. I mean, the food, the whiskey, the breweries. I mean, even the coffee. I was like, man, this cut, because I was the MC, so I couldn't enjoy some of the beverages too much. But the coffee was incredible, you know, from a veteran-owned company. So what did you do in the Army, and what are you doing now?
So I was an infantryman for about 20 years, and I was in all of the, you know, regular light infantry units in the Army, 82nd Airborne, 101st. I was a team leader in a long-range surveillance unit when it was, some of those are still around, and I bounced around some other units at Fort Bragg, or Fort Liberty now. And now that I'm retired, I started a company where we manufacture communications accessories, so we basically make enablers that help two-way radios interface with military equipment, headsets, et cetera. So
that's really cool. That's incredible. Yes, yeah, so you were a long-range surveillance, a LRS guy. First off, you were an infantryman. Is there anything else other than being an infantryman in the Army?
I guess if I was really going to classify myself, I would just say I was a paratrooper just because I spent the majority of my time jumping out of planes, and that's kind of a cult on itself inside the Army. I would just say that I'm like a retired paratrooper, and it was great. You know, it was a couple of deployments that were not so great, but all in all, I wouldn't change the experience.
Incredible. How, let's see, I think we've got about 30 seconds before our break here. How did what you did as an infantryman, as a paratrooper, make you successful in what you're doing in the private sector today?
I would say the ability to kind of be flexible and really be able to manage stress. A lot of the stuff a non-commissioned officer does is about really accountability, a lot of logistics stuff, especially as you get to be a more senior non-commissioned officer. So I think that really is what set me up, but just being able to be personable, interact with a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life. The responsibility of having these missions that were like no fail that you had to accomplish. And also just being flexible and just kind of dealing with whatever comes your way. I think those are some really good skills that set me up kind of quite well for being a businessman.
Well said. No, that's great. Hey, I'll tell you what, stand by if you can. Josh Bronson will come back to you after the Farm and Ranch Report here. Giving Tuesday is coming up, and that's an opportunity to really focus on a great organization, a nonprofit, a charitable organization that you care about. Giving Tuesday is an opportunity to show them a little extra love. Hey, that's what we're going to do with Montana Talks coming up on Giving Tuesday. We're going to do our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon, the Montana-based organization that does so much for our military veterans. Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon, Montana Talks, taking you statewide 9 to 10 Tuesday.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
An Illinois jury found that several of the nation's major poultry and egg producers conspired to limit America's supply of fresh eggs in order to raise prices in a case that began in a federal lawsuit 12 years ago. Several large food manufacturing companies in the lawsuit filed in 2011 said producers used various means to limit the U.S. domestic supply of eggs to increase the price of eggs and egg products during the 2000s. The jury found the egg suppliers exported eggs to reduce the overall supply in the domestic market and limited the number of chickens available for laying eggs.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle-producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
The last weekly crop progress report of the year was released yesterday by USDA. And as we look to the condition of the 2024 winter wheat crop, just 5% of the crop was rated poor here in Montana. 37% fair, 21% good, and 37% of the winter wheat crop was rated excellent.
I'm Lane Northmont.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I love that response that Josh Bronson just gave us there. You know, sometimes it's like, man, okay, you got 30 seconds. What do you want to say? And then sometimes that's when you get your best responses from folks here on talk radio. Here in just a second, we're going to get to our next guest on the phone lines. But back to it here with Josh Bronson, an Army veteran joining us from North Carolina. Got a chance to go through Warriors in Quiet Waters and one of their fishing experiences. And, you know, and he'll tell you just what a life-changing experience it was for him and kind of a pivotal moment. In his transition after being medically retired out of the military and, you know, due to injuries, et cetera, and then, you know, transitioning into a successful private sector career. Josh, you know, we're talking about being a paratrooper and being an infantryman and how that allowed you, it really helped you to become a successful entrepreneur. Because when you're an infantryman out there, you just got to get the job done, because sometimes you're the only guys out there in the middle of nowhere. And so you're the logistics guy, you're the civil affairs guy, you just got to get the job done. It was interesting. I when I've gotten a chance to chat with our governor here in Montana on several occasions, you know, he was an entrepreneur who bootstrapped a very successful business in Bozeman. But he, whenever we'd talk veterans issues, he would tell me, he said that apparently one of these universities did a big study and they found that the different service branch veterans are better for different career paths. So, but he said the Army veterans are typically your better entrepreneurs because they're used to just being out there and having to get the job done, and they don't necessarily like the corporate bureaucratic structure as much. I thought that was pretty fascinating.
I would think that anyone that's been in the service for long enough it tends to hate bureaucracy. See how it kind of just slows you down from accomplishing what you need to. But yeah, I would say any service, my opinion, I think you get a really good skill set from the service. You know, some days are better than other days. But overall, I think joining the service at all really will set you up for success later in one way or another. You know, some people's transition may be a little bit more rough than others, but I think at the end of the day, and you look back on it, you're going to get some really good skills that you're going to be able to apply to really almost anything. And I guess going through Warriors in Quiet Waters, it really let me know that, like, I can do something on my own again. You know, you really get put in, when you're in the service, you get a lot of groupthink. You know, that's your whole life revolves around the service. All your friends are in the service. You know, everything is about the military. But just being removed from that for a little bit, and, you know, just simple thing like fly fishing, which is not so simple, I know, now that I've been fly fishing for a while. I just needed that little oomph. And some people a pat on the back and a hand up, not really a handout. And that really just got me going, gave me some time to have some introspective on the water. And really, I honestly can't thank Warriors enough, because they really did. They changed my life. And I for the rest of my life, I'll give back to them as long as I can. So.
Well, that's incredible, Josh. Well, thanks for not only your service, but your continued service in support of your fellow veterans by what you're doing in support of Warriors in Quiet Waters. Great to have you on the program this morning.
Yeah, it was really nice chatting, and thank you guys very much for having me. Thank you to the people of Montana for inviting all these veterans out there. It means a lot, so thank you.
Yeah, this Tuesday is Giving Tuesday across the nation. You know, you hear all these, you know, Black Friday, everybody goes crazy shopping, and then Cyber Monday. We just kind of ignored Cyber Monday because we're a shop local kind of radio program here instead, right? So we just kind of ignored the whole Cyber Monday thing. But today is Giving Tuesday, as it's known, and so an opportunity for you to support, you know, your favorite charitable organizations or service organizations. So we're showing some extra love here with our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon here. We did one last year, and we thought, what the heck? Let's do it again. This is great, and I know our listeners love giving back. And we have a $10,000 matching gift from an anonymous donor this morning. So every dollar you donate will be matched up to $10,000. Go to wqwf.org/donate. Hey, now we've got our friend Jim Markle on the program. Jim is a fellow National Advisory Board member with Warriors in Quiet Waters. And, you know, many of our listeners, not just in Billings, but across the state, know Jim and his father, Jim Sr., and their very successful company, Red Ox. Jim, great to have you on the show this morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Great to be here.
I don't know if you heard Josh, and you know, he talked about serving in the Army and how that helped him as an entrepreneur. Would you kind of say something similar when it comes to you and your dad and what you've done with Red Ox?
Of course. We're a multi-generational veteran family. My grandfather, my father, myself. We, you know, Senior was in the Army and the Marine Corps. I was in the Marine Corps, so I've got a bit of remedial training needed. Keep up with you army dogs.
Yeah, your dad was a Green Beret in Vietnam, and I got honored to meet him, and then joined the Marines later on.
Yeah, we've the service is always part of our lives. I was born abroad, and I like to joke I served my 20 when I was 20, and so we took that and built it into what you see now. My business partner now, Perry Jones, he's a Navy veteran, and so we take that sort of, I guess, mil-spec into the civilian market, and we have a direct brand that goes to the consumers and not necessarily building things, for the military anymore,
I kind of joked about Cyber Monday, but in reality, you can shop local and do a Cyber Monday thing if you wanted to, too, because really, Red Ox, you guys are known for some of the toughest durable travel bags in the industry, but you guys were one of the very first kind of well-known online retailers and people buying your products from all over the country, and you manufacture right here in Montana.
That was a way to break out of Montana. I looked early on at the internet as our gateway to the world for Montana companies. And it was crazy, as I looked at every order that went through the queue yesterday, and quite a few of them shipped to Billings, to the Heights, to the West End. And I just looked at that and went, wow, that's pretty crazy to see cyber businesses being supported locally. And a few went up to the High Line, some friends up in Havre. We had some business over in Missoula. And so it was really cool to see that Montana impact on our Cyber Monday.
Yeah. And then now you've even kind of expanded out. Now you've got like a cool music entertainment venue going on at your Red Ox location as well. So that's been kind of exciting. In fact, I think when the Yellowstone Air Show was going on, you guys had like a reggae concert going on, all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah, that was a lot of competition with the air show, but we had some front row seats down there. The jets came screaming in overhead, just blew the musicians away right off the stage. And we're having a lot of fun with that. We use it for concerts. We do it for some community fundraising events. The Billings Industrial Revitalization District has their annual luncheon there. We do a little entrepreneur thing for the high school kids. They do like a Big Sky Market, and they bring their own inventions down or their services. We do that in May with them, and that's been we've done that for the last several years. So we finally got the construction done. It was about a six-year project, just kind of working on it in the summers. And I finally got my last two COs on the buildings. And so it's pretty exciting to finally say, okay, cool, I'm kind of done building buildings and remodeling buildings. I'm just like, let's operate this thing.
Yeah, and then I also want to let our listeners know, we got to get you, we got to get your dad, we got to get your production crew with us on the show again later on down the road to talk more time when we got more time to chat. But your dad, and you went with him, you took him back to Vietnam, first time since he was there as a Green Beret back in Vietnam, and somebody said, hey, why don't you bring a video camera? Why don't you make a documentary out of it? And you did, and the trip was incredible. Everybody was so honored to meet him in Vietnam. It was just a remarkable trip, and the documentary is out, but who knows? Maybe we'll see it on Netflix or something one of these days.
Yeah, it's out making the film circuit right now. I think the last place I heard it played was in Sheridan. And it's played here a couple times locally, Missoula, I believe Sheridan. I'm not sure what's next, maybe Cody. It's kind of doing the regional film deals, and then they're shopping it right now, looking for distribution, whether to Netflix or maybe even a network. I'm not sure. The local filmmakers, Pete Tolton and Stan Parker, were the main forces behind that. And it was a great experience for my father to get there and get some healing in.
And he was a little nervous before he went over. And when I got a chance to chat with him, he was talking about that. Because, yeah, you don't know what to expect because you were there fighting a war. And to be welcomed back as a hero, really. He got a hero's welcome when he was there. Remarkable. Jim, you're a fellow National Advisory Board member for Warriors in Quiet Waters. About 30 seconds to go. What do you want to tell folks, encourage to give?
I think it's the most well-run, organized, non-governmental, charitable organization I've had the pleasure of working with. They are on a mission, and they're going to accomplish it.
It's the gold standard, that's for sure. WQWF.org/donate on this Giving Tuesday if you want to support Warriors in Quiet Waters. Jim Markle, Red Ox, great to chat with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
WQWF.org/donate. If you want to donate on this Giving Tuesday to Warriors in Quiet Waters, yeah, here on this Giving Tuesday, we're featuring volunteers, donors, warriors who've gone through the fishing experiences or now the new Hunt for Purpose program. We're going to talk with staff members and other board members here later this morning. We're doing our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon here on Giving Tuesday. And if you go to MontanaTalks.com, we've also got the mailing address if you want to mail in a check or a donation here as we get towards the end of the year also. Next up, another great guest joining us here on the program this morning. Retired after 20 years in the Army, retired Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Niemann. He's been volunteering with Warriors in Quiet Waters since 2017. He's served on, over a dozen FXs, the fishing experiences, anywhere from driving the bus, driving the Warriors to the river, to leading entire FXs as the team leader. Yeah, Colonel Niemann, great to have you on the show. I had to laugh when I volunteered back in June. You know, we were keeping his rank quiet. There was a 3-star general who was volunteering once again, and it was fun. I had to laugh because he was driving the minivan, or not. It was a bigger van. It wasn't a minivan, but he was driving the van as we all took off for the Paradise Valley to get some fishing in one day. And I said, "That's great. We got a 3-star driving us around for the day. You got to get a kick out of that, don't you?"
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one of the volunteers, one of the companions on an FX I did a few years ago was a former commandant of the Marine Corps. So it was kind of fun as a former officer to be giving a former 4-star service head directions and have him comply immediately.
That's right. Well, you were the on-scene commander. That's kind of how the OSC thing works, right?
It does.
Yeah. Well, Colonel Niemann had been living in Bozeman, but he said, yeah, the grandkids had to move back to Michigan so he could be close to those grandkids, and you can't fault him for that one. But Colonel Niemann, tell us how you first heard about Warriors in Quiet Waters, because you've just been volunteering this whole time. You didn't go through as a warrior yourself. You've just been helping out.
I did. Before I had the opportunity to move full-time to Bozeman, I heard from a Sims representative at a fly fishing expo here in Michigan about the great work that they were doing for veterans. So I contacted them. In fact, Emily, who was in charge of volunteers at the time, and then went through the interview process and got the opportunity to start serving those who have served in 2017. And it was such a meaningful experience. Since I lived close to the office at the time, I offered to do everything and anything they wanted me to do. And I will tell you, Aaron, to those listening, that if they ever worried about the impact or the value of their donations, I can tell them firsthand that what Warriors in Quiet Waters does with the money they receive through people's donations is making a meaningful and valued impact on these men and women's lives and their families.
Yeah, and you know, I know you were kind of telling me how you ran into somebody from Sims Fishing, and there was a fly fishing expo back in Michigan when you were back there, and it's just incredible, too, how, you know, Warriors in Quiet Waters, when we talk about the Warriors in Quiet Waters family, it's not just the moms that volunteer and the dads that volunteer to cook meals or, you know, the folks that volunteer to help, you know, carry gear for the Warriors and tag along on the fishing experiences. But, you know, it's also these great businesses in the Bozeman area like Sims that, you know, provide this gear that then, you know, the waiters and so much more that then these Warriors get to then take home with them so that this becomes a lifestyle, not just a once-in-a-lifetime trip, but it becomes a lifestyle.
Truly. In fact, that's what's so great about it, because the program is intended for the participants to be able to continue the activities that they participated in Montana back home with them. And it's the same way, for instance, with the Hunt for Purpose program. It's been amazing to watch Brian evolve the program that Warriors in Quiet Waters does. And now Sitka provides just tremendous support, another Bozeman-based business that is doing great things to help our veterans who have served in the most difficult circumstances deal with the consequences of that service. And there are so many businesses throughout that part of Montana, in fact, throughout Montana, that are helping make a difference and keep the program thriving so that the veterans can thrive.
Yeah, and when you mentioned Brian, of course, you're referring to retired Marine Corps Colonel Brian Gilman, who's now the CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters. He's going to be with us in about an hour. And, yeah, it'll be interesting having him kind of describe this new Hunt for Purpose program. I mean, I mentioned a little bit earlier where, you know, like, for example, man, even if you don't get an elk on this archery hunt, you're hiking through the Bob Marshall Wilderness and you've gotten to do this incredible training program. It's kind of like a leadership seminar with an elk hunt thrown on top of it. And so it's going to be cool to hear him describe that. But I know I've talked with a couple of the ladies who have gone through the program, a couple of female veterans who've gone through the program. They were at Warrior Taste Fest last fall, and they said, just remarkable. I mean, not only the hunting opportunity and the archery training opportunity, but just the connections with their fellow veterans that are formed throughout this whole program. That's really more about, you know, finding that new purpose in life now after this service.
Absolutely. In fact, that's what we, you know, it's immersion in nature therapy. And the programs, while they have hunting and fishing at the core of their delivery of these life skills and management tools that we are providing the veterans, the men and women, and their families to be able to cope with their experiences. So as you see what Brian is doing, and I'd love to see you talk to him more about how these things evolved in his mind, he's looking very holistic at the person and long-term interaction with them to keep them on a path that their life is now shows the new meaning in the context of their combat experiences. So that it's just great that he's looking for every way he could possibly can to make a difference in these men and women's lives.
I was talking about the WQW family of businesses that support Warriors in Quiet Waters efforts as well. This is kind of cool. There's a company in Bozeman, based in Bozeman, called Anthem Snacks, and they recently became apparently the official jerky of the UFC, for those who like the UFC fights, and they're a veteran-owned business, so they're giving a percentage of their proceeds from their snacks right back to WQW. We're going to chat with them later on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Niemann, as I understand it, your claim to fame back during Desert Storm, Desert Shield, you were on national TV. You were a signal officer in the Army, a communications officer, and you ended up doing what, live national TV broadcast during the Gulf War?
I did during the first Gulf War, during Desert Shield, Desert Storm. If you remember, former Saddam Hussein was firing Scuds at our forces throughout Saudi Arabia, particularly KKFC, even firing them at Israel, and I was assigned to the United States Space Command and NORAD in Colorado Springs, and we had the missile warning mission to provide warning into theater so that the Patriot missile batteries knew where to engage the Scuds being fired at them. So fortunately for me, that's the closest I ever came to combat, but it was an opportunity as the spokesman for NORAD and Space Command to be able to share with the American people through the various media outlets at the time how we were providing that security measure from Colorado into Saudi Arabia.
I remember reading about General Schwarzkopf visiting Bozeman, and I wish I could have gotten a chance to meet him in person. That you know, because being a kid in the 1990s then, I mean, you know, Schwarzkopf was, you know, a big figure back then and in the early years for me, and a remarkable leader, it seemed like, as well. WQWF.org/donate if you want to give on this Giving Tuesday to Warriors in Quiet Waters. Colonel Neiman, what would you encourage folks to do?
I would encourage folks to participate if they can, if they're in the Bozeman area, because it is an amazing, rewarding experience. But if they can't, to donate, because every dollar that's donated makes a difference in people's lives, and it's a way to thank those who have served in the most difficult of circumstances.
That's right. And yeah, even if you can't necessarily financially give, there's so many other ways to give. And yeah, I volunteered a few days earlier this summer, and it was such a great time just tagging along on the fishing trips. I mean, you don't even need to be the guy holding the fly rod to be out there and enjoying the outdoors and enjoying the fishing and, you know, be the third guy in the drift boat. It's a great time in itself. So, and then they let me do a little bit of fishing, and I actually caught something. So imagine that. If I can catch a fish on a fly rod with these folks, anybody can. I think that's now confirmed. All right, Colonel Neiman, thanks for your time. Great to have you on the program. Thanks for your volunteering with Warriors in Quiet Waters. Back right after this.
Fox News commentary.
Trump ally Roger Stone goes after Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis, and the internet was not having it. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Politics is dirty, and it's no secret Trump and his allies have made great and strategic use of name-calling opponents and dissenters, but Trump ally Roger Stone took it too far. Failed Republican congressional candidate Mike Crispy took to X to post a dig about Casey DeSantis, but it was Trump ally and pardoned convict Roger Stone that took that original shady tweet and upped the ante. In response, he posted #SeeYouNextTuesday. Well, that slang is a reference to a vulgar and despicable name usually directed towards women. Turns out the internet community was not impressed. While it was not Trump himself who made that comment, many online users agree that Team Trump members need to clean it up. This might be a contentious primary, I get that, but there is never an excuse to degrade or demean your opponent that way, especially your opponent's wife or family. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show Tommy Lahren is Fearless at Outkick.com.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana-owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we've got a few minutes here at the end of this 7 o'clock hour of the program. If you got something you want to talk about, news of the day, whatever, jump in on the conversation. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. And then when we get back into the 8 o'clock hour of the show, we've got some more great guests that are going to join us here on the program. I mentioned Anthem Snacks. This is what's kind of fun about this radiothon that we're doing here today for Warriors in Quiet Waters is, you know, Anthem Snacks is a business story that I thought, man, that'd be a cool company to feature one of these days, cool company to talk about. You know, it's a Bozeman, Montana-based company. They're giving a percentage of their proceeds from their business back to veteran service organizations and first responders. So they're supporting our first responders as well. And it's kind of a cool story. They recently became the official jerky of the UFC. I don't know about you guys, but when I got care packages overseas, jerky was like the best thing to get because you could just throw it in your cargo pocket while you're out on patrol or hiking around the mountains or whatever. You know, you got a good snack there with jerky. So and it would last in the Iraqi heat if necessary as well. And then maybe warm you up in the cold Afghan winter, which we would actually get, surprisingly enough, on occasion But yeah, we're going to talk with Anthem Snacks. We've got the VP of marketing from there going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, Ali Ramirez, she's got an incredible story. She was an intelligence analyst in the military and then also worked at the State Department in serving as a diplomat at multiple embassies around the globe. And now, of course, lives in Bozeman and got her doctorate in physical therapy. And she's one of the board members for Warriors in Quiet Waters. So she's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour of the program as well. Let's see. Let's get to this story here with the time that we have left. Get into some of the news of the day. So you're hearing all this news coverage about the hostages being released by the Hamas terrorists. How come there aren't more Americans being released? Why are there still so many American hostages being held on to by the Hamas terrorists? And why isn't the Biden administration raising a bigger stink about this?
President Biden's getting some criticism for his actions during the Israel-Hamas war and the fact that so far only one American has been released by Hamas during the current ceasefire. White House correspondent Peter Ducey has details tonight live from the North Lawn. Good evening, Peter.
Brett, officials here are saying that because the U.S. does not have direct diplomatic contact with Hamas, it's tough to get any reliable info about those Americans still held captive. And even though zero Americans were released today, officials around here want to make sure that President Biden is getting a lot of credit.
No other nation but the United States, and no other leader but Joe Biden, has done as much.
A majority of Americans still held, believed to be men. Two American women remain captive.
We certainly hope that we'll see them in hopefully today. And if not today, certainly over the next couple of days.
This whole process has reportedly opened deep divides among White House staffers.
We have listened to staff members here at the National Security Council and across the administration from all different communities, from the Jewish community, from the Muslim community, Palestinian Arab community. We're listening to everybody because they all have a view and we respect that and want to hear their thoughts.
Now President Biden is talking about possibly placing conditions on aid to Israel.
Well, I think that's a worthwhile thought.
Officials argue that's not a change in policy.
What he also said right after acknowledging that it was a worthwhile thought was that the approach he has chosen to take so far has produced results and outcomes.
President Biden's focus today, the economy.
As a share of earnings this Thanksgiving, dinner was the fourth cheapest ever on record. I want you all to know that.
Since taking office, inflation is up 17%, but officials maintain they're making progress.
Oh, brother. Anyway, there you go. A good report there by Peter Ducey. Why only one American hostage released after several days of some releases by the Hamas terrorists? Hey, I tell you what, we've been talking with some paratroopers. We've been talking with some Navy corpsmen here all morning long. And, you know, when I hear paratrooper, I hear back pain. I don't know about you. But, hey, maybe you're somebody, whether you were a paratrooper or not, you got back pain, you got knee pain, you got hip pain, and you're trying to avoid surgery. You want to stay off the painkillers. You don't want to get hooked on those things. Well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They are the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. That's where they take the healing agents that are already in your body and put them directly into those achy joints. You can call now for a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics 406-201-6263. And by the way, you can use your HSA and FSA funds for QC